Roger and Jared with Steve back at the station. Warsaw 12, Elkhart 4 after one quarter of play. And the Tigers will be in possession of the ball to start the second.
I think if you're Warsaw, you've got to be very happy how you came out here in that first quarter and really attacked the pressure. You had a couple turnovers, but they were aggressive turnovers that you don't mind seeing.
Heckman against half-court pressure. Davis in the corner, foul line. Heckman takes it in strong and got hammered on his way in. I think Anderson's going to get the foul here. No, I'm wrong. It is Brown, and that's his second. That comes at 7:48 of quarter two, and free throws coming up here for Drew.
Well, Warsaw has five fouls on Elkhart already because they are taking the ball to the basket strong as opposed to just settling for perimeter jump shots against this defense. And that is key against Elkhart because you don't just want to set in the perimeter and just let them kind of accumulate possessions without getting fouls.
Heckman missed the first free throw. He missed one last night. Shoots this one up. It's way short. The ball's tipped out of bounds. Jaeger is back in the game. He got a hand on it and knocked it off the inline out of bounds. So good possession until the free throws. They come up without any points. Warsaw still leads 12-4. 7:45 left to play first half. New guy in there, that's Tyson Rogers, who played a pretty important role in the win over Jimtown last night. His coach saying to the Elkhart Truth afterwards, there's a turnover as Braden Becker threw it in the backcourt. Wendy went back and touched it up. Rogers applying pressure to the Jimtown guards. Help give Elkhart some easy baskets because, like Warsaw in a lot of ways, Elkhart's had a lot of trouble running and scoring points off their half-court offense. Gould against the trap. Near corner for Jaeger. Cross-court pass Bricker. Bricker down to the baseline, Davis. Cross-court Jackson Gould. Wide open 24-footer is long. And the rebound's grabbed by Jacob Wendy for Elkhart. Wendy through the center circle. Dribbles right. Flips it off to Becker. Becker back to Wendy in the corner. Jackson Gould is right there with him. Now Gates down the lane. Blocked. Foul called. Jaeger with the body. Yes, sir. That is his first. And by my count, that's the first against Warsaw in the game. The scoreboard agrees. Free throws coming up here for Rodney Gates of Elkhart. 70% free throw shooter. He made both of his attempts last night, scoring 8 points. And the 54-32 win over Jimtown, and his first free throw is good there.
Oh, and that's one of the first times. I mean, they've taken the ball to the basket, but normally Elkhart's settling for kind of mid-range jumpers or perimeter jump shots, and that's what happens. They haven't drawn the fouls on the Tigers, and that's why the 5-1 foul count is where it is.
Gates makes both free throws. 12-6, Tigers by 6, a minute into quarter two. Jaeger helping break the press. Bricker, Gould at the foul line. Heckman drives in, fakes, shoots, missed it. Might have been blocked. Rebound grabbed by Becker for Elkhart. Ahead to Anderson, left of the key, beyond the arc. Spins in the lane, shoots a block by Davis. Jaeger with the rebound, and then the outlet's tipped and knocked away. It's going to roll out of bounds, and they're going to say the Lions touched it last.
And just like down here when Luke had that shot, right, he gets the rebound. He wants to get rid of it right away. I really like to see Luke grab the rebound, get down into stance and protect the basketball and let the guys go past you and then look up to pass it.
Bricker across the line. Loosely trapped. Jumps a pass back across to Jaeger. Now right side Trey Davis. All the way back across to Bricker. He got whacked by Wendy. Play goes on. Gould. Backdoor pass. Jaeger with a fake and a score. Again, beautiful ball movement by the Tigers. They lead 14-6.
Great pass by Jackson across the lane, but great patience by Luke Jaeger. We just talked about how he kind of flipped it up there the first time. There, he's patient, lets everybody go by him and finishes.
Anderson tried to drive in. Davis got a hand on the ball. Anderson jumped the pass into the Warsaw bench. Out of bounds, the Tigers. Jackson Gould comes out. Carson Gould is in.
Tim Smith and Trent Long having a little bit of fun there. Trent, you know, Tim wanted to make sure Trent knew where he was supposed to go, even though Trent was standing right where he was supposed to go. So those two guys in our association meeting are just entertainment personified.
Well, they've worked a couple games together.
Yes.
Over the years. Bricker from 25 out on the left for three. Good. Luke Bricker, 3 3-pointers in the first half. He's got 12. Warsaw leads 17-6. Anderson the other way. Right corner to Gates. Gates up the baseline, runs into Jaeger. picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Inside to Anderson under the basket at a bad angle. Backs up and misses. Rebound, Bricker got whacked. Play goes on. Davis has it for the Tigers. Trey up the far side at the center line. Threw a double team back to Bricker. 25 out on the right. Good again! Bricker back-to-back threes from way out beyond the arc. Timeout, Elkhart. Warsaw 20, Elkhart 6. 5:15 left to play here in the first half. We're back in 60 on News Now, Warsaw. What a personal run here by Bricker. 2 3-pointers to end the first. 2 more here in the first 3 minutes of the second, and Warsaw leads 20-6.
Well, he's passed up a couple open looks. I don't think he's going to do that much more tonight.
Wendy out at the top to Gates. Back to the right side for Tyson Rogers. Up the baseline, ran it to Trey Davis. Lobs it back out to Gates. Left side to Wendy. They want to get it into Anderson down on the block. Can't get it in there. Right corner to Brown. To Anderson, right of the key beyond the arc, holding head high. Puts his head down. Drives it to the corner. Hands off for Rogers. Up the baseline, a whistle. Blocking foul called against Trey Davis. His first out of bounds to Elkhart.
Right idea there. Trey's just about a half step late getting down to the baseline area to take that charge. Good call by Trent Long there. As you know, I think you're going to see Elkhart really start going hard to the basket.
Wendy, a turnaround three-pointer off the inbounds. No good. Jaeger's got the rebound. Long pass ahead. On the money, Trey Davis puts it up. And in. And a foul. That is a 60-foot pass with about 2 feet to get the ball through. And it was on the money and one.
Was that pass from Carson?
No. That was from... Oh, I'm replaying it in my head. That was Drew.
That was a heck of a pass. You're going to see those passes tomorrow in an NFL game. He led them just perfectly out in front.
Trey Davis missed the free throw. Wendy grabs the rebound for Elkhart. And a whistle on the ball is knocked out of bounds on the sidelines.
And that goes to show you, too, when you get your eyes up immediately following a rebound and see guys, there's guys open deep down the floor if they're willing to run. And I think with guys like Trey Davis, they're definitely willing to get out in the open if they get the opportunity.
By the way, that last foul was on Anderson. That's his second. They can't afford to have him out. Brown out top to Anderson. Anderson drives left hand in the lane, shoots over Davis, and scores. Damarian with 6 of the Elkhart Lions 8. Halfway through quarter 2, Warsaw 22, Elkhart 8. Pass out top, Bricker. Bricker pressured, trapped at midcourt, and Anderson just took the ball right out of his hands. And then Bricker fouls him to keep him from getting a layup. And again, that's where you can't let the ball get away from you there. You've got to get rid of that ball before you get trapped. And that's something Warsaw just hasn't done much this year.
And if the trap does come, the last thing you want to do is bring it through over the top of your head. That's where it's most exposed. You either have to keep it low or you have to pivot with it. And right there, Luke, that's the first thing that he's done that hasn't, you know, equaled positive play for Warsaw. He takes the ball up over his head, and that allows both defenders to have a whack at it.
Bricker and Heckman are out. Anderson, left elbow, shoots from there. Missed it, and the rebound to Jaeger for the Tigers. Carson Gould up the far side, down the sidelines, picks up his dribble, needs a friend, threw it away, but it's taken back. Trey Davis to the rack, missed it, and the rebound's grabbed by Brown for Elkhart. In transition, Rogers. Rogers down to the right elbow. Steps back, shoots a lefty three. Missed it. Rebound tipped out by Trey Davis. Davis back out, Carson Gould. In the corner, Martin for three. In and out. Jaeger can't corral the rebound, but it's tipped to Davis. Back to Gould. Back to Trey. Now he'll make a fake and throw it back out to the timeline for Gould. 3 minutes to go, first half. Warsaw leads 22-8. Davis kicks it out to Martin in the corner. Now back across to Jaeger. Jaeger giving room, shoots it, banked it, no good. Rebound grabbed by Anderson for Elkhart. He takes off. Anderson down the lane, a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think this is going to be on Jackson, who whacked him before he got to Carson. Yes. Jackson Gould saw his little brother's life flash before his eyes, likes being a big brother, and saved his brother's life by taking a foul before Damarian ran over him. It'll be Gates to throw it in baseline left and a whistle, and there's going to be a foul called on Trey Davis on the inbounds. Trey Davis gets his second foul, and it will be out of bounds to Elkhart again. Davis comes out with his two fouls now, Heckman back off the bench to guard Anderson. And on the inbound, they get it to Anderson down toward the left corner. He's a step inside the arc. He's trying to get everybody to clear out. He'll whip a pass across to Brown, out top for Rogers. Back to Brown in the corner, and then all the way back out to Wendy. Wendy dribbles right, then to the middle, throws it left side. Three on the way by Brown is good. Would you believe that's his second three-pointer of the season and his first basket of this game, and that's 22-11. Carson Gould across the line, lobs over the top of a trap to Martin. At the foul line, Heckman. Hop, skip, and a jump to the lane. Oh, he missed it. Rebound is grabbed by Anderson, and he takes off. He's got a jailbreak. Three on one. Drives in. Puts it up. Short. Carson Gould the rebound. Carson in transition. Through the center circle. No look pass to Heckman, who lays it in. He had visions of dunking that, but he wasn't quite high enough. 24-11. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Tigers lead by 13. Rogers spins away from Martin. Picks up his dribble. Anderson, deep right corner. Now, Heckman's out there with him. Took a swipe at the ball, didn't get it. Brown, left side for Rogers. Back out to Anderson. Anderson works his way in the lane, shoots over Heckman, missed it. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Lobs the far sideline, Gould. Oh, he threw a pass. I don't know what he was doing. He threw it right to Gates for Elkhart. Then Gates stumbled into the front court. They flip it back to Wendy with space, shooting for three. It's good. His 31st of the year to make it 24-14 Tigers with 1:10 left in the half.
Well, and Jackson threw that one-handed with his bad shoulder, and as soon as it left his hands, he immediately grabbed that shoulder.
Carson Gould with the pass inside. He threw it right to Gates. Gates stumbles down the lane. Left side for Rogers. Shoots from 12. Rimming no good. Tipped up no good. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Martin will start up the court himself. He's got Rogers on his hip pocket, and Matt Moore would like a timeout. Timeout Tigers to set up the final 45 seconds of the first half. Warsaw leads 24-14. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. You were not here last night, Jared, but the critical stage of the game, Warsaw's got the ball down by six with a chance to cut it to four right before halftime. They shoot too early. Northwood scores. What could have been four ends up being eight, and then Northwood scores to start the third, and that turned the whole game around. I would imagine Matt Moore spent most of his 30 seconds saying, we're not shooting this ball until we get down to about 6 seconds. 1-3-1 half-court trap. Gould and Bricker playing catch across the top. Down to the near corner for Martin. Martin one dribble, lobs back to Bricker. Cross-court pass, Jackson Gould, 15 seconds. Down to the left wing to Heckman, into Martin. Martin back up the wing to Heckman, 9 seconds. Carson Gould with eight, with seven. Heckman back to Jackson Gould. Ahead faking a drive to the baseline. Kicks it out. Bricker top of the circle for a three. Rimming off the wire. No good. The buzzer sounds. Are they going to put time back up on the clock? No, they are not. Halftime here at Northside Gym in Elkhart. Warsaw 24, Elkhart 14. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. The Elkhart Band entertaining the fans here at Northside Gym tonight. Warsaw 24, Elkhart 14 at intermission. First half scoring for the Lions. Jacob Wendy, a three-pointer for three. Rodney Gates, a couple of free throws for two. Trey Brown has 3 points in the first half. He's averaging 2 points a game, so that's a little more than his average. Demarion Anderson's got six to be the leader for Elkhart in the first half of play. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 2 points. Carson Gould, 1 point. Drew Heckman, 2 points. Luke Jaeger, 4 points. And the rest belong to Luke Bricker, who had 15 points in the first half on a three-point play and 4 3-point baskets. It was 12-4, Warsaw at the end of one. The Tigers outscored Elkhart 12-10 in the second to take a 10-point lead into the halftime locker room, 24-14. We were never tied. We've had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 49-37. Drew Sullivan had 17 points. Robbie Finlinson, 12, for the junior varsity, who picks up two wins this weekend. Again, in the varsity game at halftime, Warsaw 24, Elkhart 14. Jared's got the first half stats, and those are next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Northside Gym, Warsaw 24, Elkhart 14. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC, Jerchaw, go.
For Warsaw, they finished 9 of 25 from the field for 36%. That included 4 of 12 from behind the three-point line, 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Warsaw had 15 total rebounds and 5 turnovers. For Elkhart, they finished 5 of 21 from the field for 23%. That includes 2 of 11 from behind the three-point line, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Elkhart had 13 total rebounds, and they also had 5 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Warsaw had 6, Elkhart had 3. Second chance points, Warsaw had 2, Elkhart had 0. Points per possession, Warsaw played to a .92, while Elkhart played to a .58. And points off the bench, Warsaw had 17, Elkhart had 0.
Yeah, Bricker. That 15 of those are Brickers. When he's shooting like that, it's electrifying to watch this team move the ball around to get it to him.
Yeah, and that's about as much space as we've seen him have here recently, where he's able to catch, elevate, and shoot. And, you know, judging by the amount of coaches that are we're going to play coming up that are in the building tonight, I don't think he's going to have as much space moving forward as what he's had tonight. But Warsaw has got to find a way to do a better job. If you're going to go 9 for 25 from the field, you have to have some second chance points. And right now, Warsaw not having any second chance points is really hurting him.
Two of those coaches are down here collaborating. Joel Grindle from Plymouth, Brody Bender from Mishawaka. We'll see Bodie's bunch on Wednesday at the Tiger Den. Halftime stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. We start the third in 2 minutes on News Now Warsaw.